This is your daily mind medicine.
What's up, crew? Happy Monday. Hey, if you're in the private community, you've noticed this. We got a little bit behind just because we had two back-to-back events and part of the team was sick. So we're actually, it's kind of incredible that we're getting big again. Team's getting bigger. And as we get bigger, there's all these crazy things. I've got three events in the month of March. Depending on when you're listening to this, when it hits the podcast, I've got four in April, two in May so far. We'll do 15 events through the rest of the year just for the Wealthy Consultant, which is amazing. By the way, before I talk to you about today's story, if you're enjoying this, please leave us a review. It's the way that we grow. It's the way that we share the show as well. We don't really advertise it or market it or sell sponsorships, anything like that. But I love helping you think better every single day. And if you like it and want it to keep going, leave us a review, share it with your friends. I'm going to talk to you real fast about this because Mondays are always crazy. A couple days ago, I was on a call and we've trained our daughter, my daughter, Kate, she is about to be 5 years old, to knock before she walks into the office. Because we've said, look, you can come into this office anytime you want, day or night, but just knock so that you can see if daddy is on the phone. And she doesn't knock and wait. She just knocks to announce her intentions that she will be barging in immediately. We haven't quite grasped that idea yet of I'm going to knock and wait for the door to open. She's going to knock as an announcement, then open the door and run in. So she knocks and then boom, she rushes into the room. She says, daddy, I need to talk to you. I said, okay, well, hold, give me 2 seconds to wrap up the call. My daughter needs to talk to me. Sounds pretty serious. So I said, all right, let's talk. And she says, I'm ready to sell my toy car. She pulls out a toy car. I said, I would love to help you sell your toy car. She says, you're going to buy it. I said, okay, all right. Well, sure, guilty as charged. Let's talk about price. She said, I want 50 cents. I said, 50 cents, do you know how many cents are in a dollar? She says, no, but it's 50 cents. And I said, okay, ask your mom for 50 cents. I'll buy it. Where do you want me to sign? And she says, no, no, not just 50 cents, 50 cents and 11 kisses. And of course, as a dad, my heart's like, oh my God, yes, I'd love to give you kisses. 50 cents, 11 kisses, you drive a hard bargain. And so I kiss her, I tell her that her mom can find her 50 cents, and I sign a little yellow piece of paper, and she leaves the car. She barely gets out of my office before she races back in. She said, oh, by the way, I'm going to school. I'll be back later to pick up the car. I said, no, Kate, that's not how it works. I bought this car. This is now my car. And she rolls her eyes and she says, Dad, stop being silly. That's not how this works. I want it back later. And then she trots off and they get ready for going to go to school. I'm like, well, I must be stupid. Apparently, I don't know how anything in the world works. And I sat there and I looked at the car on my desk. And sure enough, later in the day, I came back and the car was gone. She had repossessed the car and she had repossessed it and taken it back to her toys. And I thought, what a privilege it is to be able to be involved in the growth and the development of another person. Now, it's all, before you hang, like wrap this up, you don't have to have kids necessarily to participate in the enrichment of the people around you. I was staring sat at the desk and stared at the car for like 5 minutes. And I was just like, I'm so lucky to be able to help this woman grow into someone who is going to change the world. And it motivated me to not get lost just in the pursuit of making some extra money. And hear me out on this. The life my family has wouldn't be possible without money. I think you have an obligation to have resources. In fact, we just released a video on YouTube. You can go to youtube.com/TaylorA. Welch and you can subscribe and you can see that. But it's a good thing to grow your wealth. It's a good thing to grow your income. It's a good thing to get rich. It's a great thing. But I think we get lost and we lose the plot and we lose the reason we exist. And it's not just to scale a business. It's not just to add the extra car to your fleet. When we're young, we're dumb. And when we're old, we're wise, but we run out of time. And it's the greatest blessing that you can have is to not only be young, but wise. And wisdom shows you that you're not going to live forever. And so every once in a while, it's a great thing. Somebody on my team called me today. He said, he has a little boy. And his little boy said, "Dad," after the first time. He said, "I almost took the entire day off." I said, "Why didn't you?" Because at some point that young boy is going to become a man and moves on. And I think that our greatest regrets in life are going to be because we didn't take a day off. It's not going to be because we're like, "I wish I could have worked harder." We're going to regret the moments where we could have just, you know, called it a half day and played with our kids. We could have called it a half day and we could have gone somewhere to help someone else do something that doesn't necessarily make us money or pay us money. You'd be amazed that when we realign our focus around these things, what happens oftentimes, we don't lose money. We end up making more money. This is about alignment. I don't have time to talk about that today. This is already getting long. I just want to share that story with you. Kate Master, she's a master sales pro. Basically, she sold me a car, then repossessed it after I paid for it. And now she has recurring revenue because she'll probably sell it to me every day. Anyways, I love you guys. Let's make it a great week.